Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning. This is Lanice Williams here with another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. And this morning, I'm excited to have Mr. John Sylvie, who is the owner of two Zaxby's locations in Cobb County. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad to have you. My kids and I love Zaxby, so we're super excited to have made this connection.
Excellent.
So if you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and definitely tell us where your locations are.
Okay. I'm co-owner of two locations in Marietta.
Mm-hmm.
We have one on 2080 Lower Roswell Road, and the other one is located at 591 South Marietta Parkway, across from the Cobb Civic Center.
Mm-hmm. Great locations.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Busy.
Yes. The first location is more of a community. Mm-hmm. More of a rural area, mm-hmm. and then the other one is more business and more, I guess, just basically business. So
mm-hmm.
We do a lot during lunch for that location, and we're back and forth at the first location. So
mm-hmm.
Been with Zaxby's for 10 years, best company I could ever be with.
And how did that come about? How did you start working for Zaxby's?
I started as an assistant manager.
Mm-hmm.
And a month after we opened our first store, the GM was let go, and I took over the store. And a few years after that, I bought into our franchise entity, mm-hmm. and I haven't looked back.
Awesome.
So, yeah, 10 years with Zaxby's. Like I said, best company I could ever be with. Mm-hmm. Their culture is like above anybody else's that I've ever worked for.
So what were you, in your former life, before you came on with Zaxby's, what were you doing before?
This is my 30th year in the restaurant business.
Mm-hmm.
So I was with Long John Silver's before that, Yum Brands. And they had, I was with them for 16 and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good company. Then they started gearing more towards expanding more, more bottom line, more, getting away from what I wanted to do as far as community outreach and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So, but then when I was going to be a supervisor for a franchisee
mm-hmm.
up in North Carolina, where I'm from. And then I met my wife online
mm-hmm.
and moved down here, and we got married, and I've been down here.
The rest is history, right?
Yes.
So what are some of the, since you've been in the restaurant business for so long, I guess, what are some of the highs and lows of the industry?
I would say that it's interesting. High and low would be people.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Yeah. People can be a struggle, and they can be a major highlight for your business. Finding the right people is a major struggle.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to look more towards people who volunteer their time because that's what we do. We're very heavily community oriented
mm-hmm.
and involved. And so we look for those people who have done community service or have volunteered their time in the community more so than anybody else because that's what we do. So we want that servant's heart in
Definitely.
Them.
That's awesome.
And, flexibility, availability, all that. It's interesting. My two locations are so different as far as people are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
In my first location, we're more of a stepping stone
mm-hmm.
for people.
Mm-hmm.
And in my second location, we're more of a workforce.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense. In our first location, we have a lot of people that come and work for us for a few years, while they're going through school
mm-hmm.
or, doing whatever they need to do to get to that next level in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And we're there for them. We help them. I've had people that have gone on to do Broadway. I've had people that, actresses, actors.
Awesome.
I had a civil engineer, Yeah, I guess he was a civil engineer. He went through Southern Poly and then stayed with us until he got his career goal.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a guy that stayed with us until he was a police officer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're...
So that, a good, solid team.
Yes.
Sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had... in my first location, I still have people that have been there for 10 years mm-hmm. since we've opened.
That has to be really hard. I'm sure a lot of business owners are sitting here listening with a lot of envy because it's hard to find really good people, you know, people that kind of share the mission of the company. So I'm sure that's been an experience for you.
Yes. Well, it's really about how you treat your people mm-hmm. and how you take care of them. You know, we're not the best paying job, mm-hmm. but we pay more in their lives. Like we pour into their lives. We try to, like with school kids, we try to help, you know, discipline, mm-hmm. Teach responsibility, mm-hmm. And then they grow from that. Mm-hmm. We've had, I'd say our average length for school kids has been 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they graduate high school, then they move on to college or whatever they're doing. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of company that we work for and that we extend down to our employees.
Awesome. So you spoke a little bit about things that you do in the community. Can you tell us a little bit more about, because I know I was telling you before we came on air that I've heard your name from like 10 different people in the past week. So I'm sure that's because of your involvement in the community. If you can share some of those things that you do.
Okay. Well, in Cobb County, we are partners in education with six elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
This is including the city.
Mm-hmm.
Six elementary schools, an advanced academic school, the sixth grade academy, a middle school, a Christian school, and two high schools. That works. Whenever we do a partnership, we're heavily involved. I don't think that we've said no to anybody. We sponsor basketball camps throughout the summer. We sponsor students. We do all kinds of stuff. Right now, we're doing we actually have a fundraiser tomorrow night and next Friday night for the Reach Scholarship Fund.
Mm-hmm.
We're donating $3,000. We've already done one fundraiser, and we have two more coming. You know, tomorrow and next Friday, mm-hmm. for the Reach Scholarship Fund for Marietta City Schools. So we geared more towards helping kids mm-hmm. and helping children and students
mm-hmm.
than anything else. Outside of Cobb County, we've done. We're in our fifth year to help or sponsorship for Camp Kizzy.
Mm-hmm.
I was approached 5 years ago by two ladies that had asked me if I wanted to get involved with a camp that helped girls empower themselves. And
mm-hmm.
They laid everything out, and I was like, yeah, I'm on my board.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out afterwards that it was run by Keishanot Pulliam.
Oh, awesome.
So we're in our fifth year with that.
That's why that sounds familiar. You said the name of the camp. I'm thinking that sounds familiar, but
yeah.
now I remember.
We've done, this is our fifth year with that. And then we also linked up with, they were actually involved with the Ludacris Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done, this is our fifth year with the Ludacris Foundation when he does his Luda Day weekend
mm-hmm.
and gives back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
We're part of that also.
Awesome.
And then this year we've joined forces with the NEO Foundation
mm-hmm.
To help with their camp.
So you guys are busy.
Yeah,
with
we're very
chicken,
busy.
The community,
yes.
helping form this great mindset in youth. You guys are doing a lot of things.
Yeah, our whole, our whole objective is to help the children,
mm-hmm.
And that's very near and dear to my heart since I was a foster parent.
Mm-hmm.
For Cobb County, I'm the president of the Cobb County Foster Adoptive Parents Association.
Awesome. That's important, people. People need people. All need people like you.
Well, mm-hmm. we need people.
Mm-hmm.
We adopted our twin girls through foster care.
Awesome.
And they're 5 and a half now, so
mm-hmm.
They're a blessing to us. We're very blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
Community, career, family, mm-hmm.
So why not give back?
Right. Mm-hmm. Now I try to help my girls understand that's what your life is about, is yeah. to give back. It's not about getting, it's about giving. Mm-hmm. And so it's funny because probably every 6 months we'll go through their playroom, mm-hmm. and they'll have bags that they put their unused toys in, mm-hmm. to give to those kids who don't, mm-hmm. who don't have any, mm-hmm. and they make a big production of it. We don't need this, so we're going to give it to them.
That's good. So they already understand.
Yes.
That's awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So I guess now I can ask you the business, real business stuff about creating this or being part of a franchise. What do you think are the benefits of being part of a franchise as opposed to someone just kind of going out and doing it themselves?
I would say I've helped a friend actually go out and do it herself. Mm-hmm. And there's some big obstacles to doing it yourself, you know, but I mean, it's very rewarding either way you do it.
Right.
I think it's harder to do it yourself, mm-hmm. and then to go to a franchise way, and because it's already done, you know, you have the structure, you have the outline, and you know, it's just, as long as you follow the guidelines, then you, mm-hmm. you should be good. Mm-hmm. There's some franchisees who, you know, they just focus on their four walls and they give the best guest service that they can, mm-hmm. and they do a little community stuff here and there, you know, not just with Zaxby's, but, you know, all the way around in the industry. But I believe that if you are, you know, involved in your community, then you'll reap the rewards even more. And, mm-hmm. you know, mostly, you know, we don't do that. You know, we don't do it because of that. Mm-hmm. We do it more because, you know, we have that servant's heart and
it sounds like that's just who you are.
Right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, community supports those who support them.
Mm-hmm.
And
so true.
And that's what every business person needs to look at.
So what's the franchise process like for Zaxby's, and what type of advice would you give someone that's interested?
Well, they have a website for the franchisees, mm-hmm. To look at, if you are interested. I believe it's, franchise.zaxby's.com. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, the process is, I mean, it's pretty easy. I mean, you go through and you meet with different folks up at Zaxby's, and they talk to you, and they decide whether you are good for their culture, mm-hmm. or not. And, you know, there are some people who are just out there just for the money, and mm-hmm. those would not be the ones that would want to invest in Zaxby's. I'm just mm-hmm. going to tell it, you know, right now. If you're just out there for the money, then that's not who Zaxby's is. Mm-hmm. They're more community oriented. They're more focused on their employees, on their mm-hmm. team members, on their managers, on their mm-hmm. franchisees. We have conferences every twice a year. And they're, you know, and another thing is that, you know, I don't know, they are a very family oriented mm-hmm. type company.
Mm-hmm.
They're also a very religious company, and nobody really knows that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that about Zaxby's.
Every time that we have a conference, we open up in prayer and we end in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, we talk about God, we talk about our relationship with Him. And, you know, that's also what leads us through what we do, you know, every day. So, I'm very proud to be part of this, franchise. And I would suggest that if anybody is interested in it, then they should definitely look into it, because mm-hmm. this is probably the best franchise that you could ever be part of. We're growing. We have, this is our 25th year,
mm-hmm.
Zaxby's 25th year, and we have almost 700 stores.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We're in 15 different states now. Mm-hmm. We're looking to be the next national brand. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you're well on your way.
Yes.
What do you think are the advantages of you having had worked in a Zaxby's before you actually bought into the franchise?
Having restaurant knowledge is a big deal, mm-hmm. because you know, kind of know the ins and outs. It's just a different operation.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what you're getting into, knowing the culture helps. Not all licensees will do that, but most licensees will go through a training so they can understand how everything works,
mm-hmm.
whether they're in the stores or not. I'm in my stores 5-6 days a week.
Oh wow.
I'm bouncing back and forth between the two stores.
Mm-hmm.
So and a big part for us is you know, for me is knowing what's going on. And that doesn't mean sitting at home watching cameras or mm-hmm. you know, looking at financials or whatever. It means knowing what's going on. Right. Knowing what's going on in the store, knowing how my employees are treating our guests, knowing how my managers are treating my employees, mm-hmm. you know, knowing how my employees are actually doing their job, mm-hmm. you know, all that kind of stuff. That's a big deal to me. So I want to make sure that we're doing it right.
And that's awesome, because I'm sure there are a lot of owners that do, like you said, sit at home and watch the cameras or mm-hmm. check in on their way, you know, to the beach or something like that. But that's good to know that you're really hands-on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think being hands-on and being involved as much as I am makes our stores even better.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. So I guess my other question is, I ask everyone this, what do you feel has been, or if you've had any challenges with marketing? I mean, but really the brand speaks for itself, and
we are involved with a great brand.
Mm-hmm.
They are on the verge of working on different branding right now, mm-hmm. and in the 10 years that we've been involved with them, I would say for the past 8 years I've been involved on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Social media for me is a huge thing. I mean, mm-hmm.
I love social. We connected on social
right.
media.
Mm-hmm. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
It's free advertising, and as long as you are in your guidelines for the franchise, and you don't do anything crazy, then you know, you could pretty much do whatever you need to do mm-hmm. as far as advertising your brand.
Mm-hmm.
For us, we do Facebook contests. We give away a table at the concert on the square at Marietta. Mm-hmm. Every month they have a concert on the square, and we purchase a table mm-hmm. and we do a contest for that, and somebody wins and they get to go to the concert mm-hmm. and sit at the table,
and then they love you forever.
Then they love us forever. But as far as marketing, I haven't really had an issue with marketing. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of our own local shop marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Comes out of our pocket. But I think that if you market your business, you know, then you'll definitely reap the rewards mm-hmm. for that. They say you have to put out, you know, spend money to make money.
So true. Mm-hmm.
But if you can get away with it by doing social media, then that's even
Why
better.
Why not? Right. Keep your money in your pocket
that's
and
right.
make money.
That's right. So, but 8 years ago when I started doing social media, that's where I started really picking up on our catering.
Mm-hmm.
We do catering. A lot of people don't know that Zaxby's caters.
I didn't know that.
But we do. We have a last year Zaxby's launched a new catering program that has a lot of different items mm-hmm. that are not available on their regular menu.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we were part of the test for this new catering program, and we were 8th in the system mm-hmm. for catering.
Awesome.
And that was just the first store. That's not, mm-hmm. you know, added the next one. But I have a catering program. I have a community program director who is in charge of all that.
Mm-hmm.
And she went out there and she just busted her butt and mm-hmm. did what she needed to do and brought in us catering. And, you know, that's, social media is a big part of that, because you can see what's going on and around you
mm-hmm.
and see what you want to be part of.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I contacted them about the African American on the move book club,
mm-hmm.
that's how I got involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to pick what you want to be part of. And
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge thing. Like, mm-hmm. you can, like, I see a lot of stuff that goes on, but does that really fit for me?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that something that, you know, I want to be part of?
Mm-hmm.
And to pick what you want to do is a huge thing, because then you're choosing,
right,
you know,
right.
your business.
And it's being really proactive instead of sitting back waiting for people to come to you.
Right, which we have. Mm-hmm. We have people come to us and say, hey, can you do this? Hey, will you sponsor this? Hey, will you do mm-hmm. this? And if it's not the right fit, then we'll
right.
say, you know, we'll turn it down. But mm-hmm. our causes are more geared towards kids and, mm-hmm. you know, children and it's just a big part of who we are.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Amazing. So I know you said you have the fundraiser that's coming up for Reach.
Mm-hmm.
If you can tell the listeners again the location, address, and the time.
Okay. The fundraisers are tomorrow night, July 17th,
mm-hmm.
and July 24th from 6 to 9 at the 2080 Lower Roswell location mm-hmm. and the 591 South Marietta Parkway location. We donate 10% of all proceeds from 6 to 9 to the Reach Scholarship Fund.
I'm really impressed by it. They were just, I mentioned to you, they were on the show last week,
mm-hmm.
You know, saying all the things that Reach is doing. And I'm really impressed by that program. So kudos to you for being a part of that.
Well, thank you.
So again, you heard the locations. You've heard everything Mr. Silvey had to say. I want to thank you for letting our listeners know. It's really good to know that we have a business like yours that's really embedded in the community and giving back.
Well, I appreciate it.
So this is Lanice Williams. I'm signing off on another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. Until next time.